Okay, I heard a little bit of chatter. Sorry, I had a few drivers in here. Did you guys need help with anything?
This is Hummingbird. I was just wondering, standard procedure was we call the out-of-town people to make sure they're going. Is that still part of what we're supposed to do, or the system's doing all of that?
If you'd like to, out of courtesy, you can, but they receive text notifications the day before reminding them of their pickup time. They receive a text message an hour before. It also texts them when you start driving their way, and then it'll text them when you arrive. So they're getting a lot of text notifications. So if you don't want to call them, you do not have to.
Okay, but if they're going to cancel that morning, how are we going to know?
Like I said, it's up to you if you want to call to make sure so you don't have to make the drive, or if you'd rather drive out there and find out. It's kind of up to you.
Copy that. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Bert, I was told that you make the phone call and then give them your bus number if it's before 8 o'clock, your phone number for your bus, and have them call you there if they want to cancel, save you a trip.
Okay, yeah, we don't want to be providing our bus phone numbers. The point in the system is to where they don't have your guys' phone numbers and they need to call dispatch. I understand when we don't answer the phones, but I am here checking voicemail, so if they leave that on the voicemail, that's something that I will be able to get before 8 o'clock. So we don't want to be handing out anyone's bus phone number to any passengers.
Okay, I misunderstood what you told me then.
I understand, like, the early drivers that are here at 4 when Gracie doesn't normally get here till 6, but when she gets here at 6, she checks voicemails. She continuously checks those throughout the morning until we start answering phones at 8 o'clock, so we should be on top of those.
No, Matt, dispatch.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my passenger here, I'm about to drop off. She says she's just going to be in and out, and then she needs a ride back to her apartment.
I do apologize if you don't have her ride home. You're not able to wait for her. I can see where her other ride is at. What's the first name?
Shatavia. She's trying to put in for another ride right now.
Is this the Salina to Lindsberg one?
Yeah, it said Lindsberg, but it's actually this Amazon facility here.
Okay, I do apologize. She does have a ride home, but you'll have to drop her off. And
so you have a different driver for her?
Sorry, give me 1 second. I'm looking at it. Oh, I'm understanding this is booked through an on-demand ride, so you'll have to drop her off. You don't have the time to wait for her. She can put in another ride for on-demand, but it probably won't go to you because you got to go get Amber. So drop her off like usual. She can put in another request, but it'll go to a different driver.
Copy. Thank you.